Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Psalm 43:1. There are two camps of people in the world, the godly and the ungodly. It is evident not only by observation, but also through revelation. As Joshua told Israel, "Now therefore fear Jehovah and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve ye Jehovah. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Jehovah, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." So also Elijah came near unto all the people and said, "How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." In either one of these cases, a decision must be made as to whom it is we are going to serve. In the former, the people answered Joshua and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake Jehovah to serve other gods." In the latter, to Elijah, the people answered him not a word. Which camp are you in? For those who are in the camp of Joshua, the 43rd Psalm will give you hope that God will judge you. That is, God is the one who can and will vindicate you. God is the one who can and will plead your cause against the ungodly. And God is the one that can and will deliver you from a deceitful and unjust man. However, if you are in the camp of Israel that stood before Elijah, answering not a word is your only rational choice. There is nothing left to say. The scriptures affirmed a present and future condition of the ungodly. The present, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in unrighteousness. The future, the heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Hebrew writer who said, "For we know him that said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God."